Maybe the world should end more often. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We're all brought up to dread the end of the world. In biblical times, that meant monsters lunging at us from the sky. In 2011, it means closing a freeway.
Avoid the area.
10 miles of I-405 closed in L.A. over the weekend. And what happened? Nothing.
It's amazingly not traffic-y. It's just absolutely a breeze getting around.
It's kind of like a ghost town.
It's the lightest traffic I've ever seen in L.A.
People did what they always do when they have advance warning that a road is closing. They made other plans. They shopped online. They visited friends on Facebook. They went canoeing on their Wiis. And it worked so well, there have been calls to close the freeways on a regular basis. Right. Every so often, we get a glimpse of a fundamental but dangerous truth. In this case, the idea that we can indeed get by with a lot less driving. And it's tempting to think that the next time some oil state threatens us, we could just threaten them right back with a freeway shutdown. But it can't happen, and it's dangerous even to think it. Why? Because a huge industry and millions of jobs depend on us believing that freeways must get ever wider. The reason for Carmageddon, and the reason people tolerated it, was because it's part of a project to widen that road. The truth, of course, is that the traffic jams will reappear, except they'll be wider. But the good news there is, that means another widening project and another traffic-free weekend in about 20 years. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.